heroic solidarity Bricky team listener when Deputy Minister for Trained Killing and Being Offensive Pat Conk-Vimroy said it was dangerous to have one great power controlling the Asia-Pacific region. And I thought, good on you, Pat, finally standing up to the US of the UN of the US of the world and telling it to stop warmongering with bases just everywhere, about 800 worldwide, making it strange that Pat made this encouraging comment while announcing spending trillions more on the US of merchants of death industry. Very strange. A few days earlier, Pat told the Socialist Party choreographed get-together that those opposing spending $38 million a day for 30 years on nuclear-trained killers were appeasers, opponents of peace, supporters of Pig Eye and Bob Menzies, that spending trillions to kill people reflects the socialist anti-war history. The best way of dealing with the most uncertain strategic circumstances since 1945, the biggest military build-up since 1945, is investing in the defence of the nation. That will be cheaper in the long run and certainly a lot more beneficial to the public of Tubular Aussie public by promoting and pursuing peace and stability. Hand trillions to the merchants of death on heaps and heaps of toys for the boys that kill and slaughter and destroy is promoting pursuing peace and stability. Just when we thought it would be cheaper in the long run not to spend any of it. Pat didn't specify who was engaged in the biggest military build-up, but his subsequent comments indicate he knew it was the US of. Someone should point out to Pat and Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and Pat's senior minister Richard Malls, the bad guys, and the minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, petty left wing, that George Orwell wasn't serious. It was satire. Another who took George seriously, Deputy Commander of the US of Indo-Pacific Command, Lieutenant General Stephen Stinker, came here to warn us China's military is becoming dangerously arrogant and is fueling the risk of war with the US of. He feared China will seek to establish a military base in Solomon Islands or another Pacific nation as it seeks to dominate the region. And the incredible thing is, he said all that with a straight face. Well, at that talk fest, the evil unions, indeed the most evil of evil unions, construction and maritime, oh, how caring, gentle construction, caring employers and maritime caring employers suffer under their lawless anarchy. At that talk fest, they called for evil union representatives on the Reserve Losses Bank board, their evil intent exemplified by Secretary Jack Smith. The bank has been willfully out of touch with ordinary True Blue Aussies, merrily hitting them with interest rate rises and simultaneously scolding them for modest pay rises after a decade of stagnant wage growth. They can't help themselves, can they? After all, caring employers have done for them. The outrageousness of the proposal was expressed on behalf of caring employers by the caring business class shadow economic guru Angus Tailings with a very sensible and balanced, "This will be a test for Jim Chalmers' capital and Anthony Albanese's leadership. Will they bend to the pressure of their union paymasters or do the right thing and preserve the independence of our key economic institutions?" Wise words, Angus, wise words, because Angus and the caring business class know that only the business class can bring independence to these matters with no bias whatever, acting only in the interests of the very workers who make their life a misery. Oh, sure, sure, once upon a time of great economic reform by Nuclear Hawk himself and the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer, Paul, a time caring employers urged the Socialist Party to revisit, then ACTU Secretary Little Billy Kiltham was on the board, but caring employers knew he represented those whom he represented. The unimaginable threat now is they might appoint an evil union representative who represents, represents workers, and who therefore cannot bring the independence the captains of industry bring. Oh, and thanks to Angus for revealing, for making us aware that the evil unions pay Jim Chalmers' capital and Anthony's salaries when we naively thought they were on the government payroll. Not that the caring business class is prepared to let the evil of unions and workers get between them and all that lovely, lovely workers' money sitting in super funds. Mentioned last week how filthy rich Anthony Ura Pratt has this plan for having all that workers' money invested in the caring business class. Particularly his bit of the caring business class. Why, at a conference looking at super this week, Anthony was photographed at breakfast between the aforementioned world's greatest worst ex-treasurer, Paul, and the also aforementioned incumbent, Jim Chalmers Capital. Although Anthony might not have been that happy with a number of contributions potentially diverting all that lovely, lovely workers' money away from him, including from Chalmers Capital, that super fund should spend trillions investing in the merchant of death industry. Big, big returns from slaughter. Workers fund the toys for the boys, the caring business class determines whom we must hate, or, well, more accurately, is told by the USR of whom we must hate, and impressionable young workers who just love the toys for the boys are rounded up and set off to kill and be killed to defend the caring business class status quo. Without the caring business class risking any of their not-so-hard-earned, it's brilliant. As Jim put it, it's an opportunity for the merchants of death industry to be a bigger part of our thinking when it comes to the role of superannuation. Thinking. That's what he said. Thinking. And gee, all that spending, including the $38 million a day for 30 years, is obviously not enough. But the sheer common sense of the proposal was franked by another former big economic guru, Joe Hackey, the workers, now a consultant and investor in the merchants of death industry, saging through a cloud of cigar smoke. It's time that super funds step up to the plate and give everyday true blue Aussies the chance to invest in their own security. See? Ever thinking only of the country, only of all of us, of everyday true blue Aussies, like his mates the filthiest rich of. And we can be certain Joe will come up with a plan that sees workers' money transferred into his pocket as they invest for him. Joe the leaner. But that super think fest, we'd never suggest idiot fest, was just one of the bigger cases this week when the socialists showed they're prepared to socialise with anyone if it's for the common good, like Anthony and the team and State Supremo, the pejorative Dan, and the team mingling with the cream of the corporate world at the 70th birthday bash of a big end-of-town law firm, with the principal declaring, and we'd have to agree, the injustices Indigenous true blue Aussies continue to suffer, how they have been scarred by dispossession, disrespect and racism, likening it to, well, the plight of the Palestinian people, I hear you say. Dispossession, disrespect and racism. Well, no. Similar weapons that have been used against the Jewish people for millennia. Which is also true. But sadly, he didn't see the irony in his words. Two wrongs do not make a right. And then they all chuffed off to a big night with the Business Profits Council, annual meeting combined with a farewell to retiring Supremo Jennifer West to cut wages, praising the role she has played in racking her mind over just how caring employers could solve low wages growth, a problem poor Jennifer never solved. But such occasions for the Profits Council and the cream of the corporate world to point out to Anthony and Jim et al. The desperate need for tax reform, for those who don't pay tax, not paying tax, and for those who can't afford paying tax, paying even more through the GST, increase the GST, widen its scope and slash taxes for the filthy rich, and we'll all be better off, for it's all a matter of balance. What could be fairer than a progressive for the rich tax that is regressive and taxes the poorest of the poor, who then benefit from the filthy rich not paying tax as the cornucopia trickles down, those famous drops of yellow liquid? And after a week of socialising with the very people the socialists are committed to undermining, we can be sure they'll return to their roots this week, and Anthony and Jim and Pat and Penny and Dan, well, all of them, will pop down to a homeless refuge and breakfast with the poorest of the poor, where, of course, they'll feel so much more at home. They'll tell them they understand they're doing it tough, which would have been incongruous this week. Oh, and a little warning. If we're planning a flight somewhere, might pay to check the passenger list before boarding. And if we notice someone on the list who has upset Russian Supremo Vlad Poison, probably make a bit of sense to wait for another flight. 2 years ago, the share price of Domino's How to Make a Killing Pizza hit $160, showing the value of a salt, sugar, and fat killing. But sadly, oh so sadly, this week the share price tumbled to $53, going down like Domino's. Don't our hearts bleed for the poor shareholders? As Supremo Don Major Profit explained, inflation had forced up prices, but this year he hoped things would be better. Higher costs, wages, inflation. Don't suppose Don thought that just maybe, I know it's a long shot, but just maybe people are concerned about their health, which is bad for Don's wealth. But good for big fossil polluter AG Hell for the planet's bottom line. Health, the benefits of privatisation, we were all promised. The state government, which says it so cares about climate change, if there is such a thing, is paying the polluter to keep polluting by keeping a beautiful, don't be afraid of it, coal-fired power plant open for years longer than even the company planned, just in case the planet lasts that long. Imagine if they didn't care about climate change, if there is. And finally, the government has presumably spent heaps on this report looking 40 years into the future, telling us, surprise, surprise, it's going to get hotter and we're going to live longer. I could have told them that for nothing. Well, we could have told them that for nothing, listener. Good morning.